The broken glass was scattered over the floor. Sarah found a broom and swept it up, shivering in the wintry breeze blowing in the smashed window. Under the kitchen spotlights, the tiniest fragments shone, stuck in the tile grooves. She dabbed at them with a wet kitchen towel so that they didn't end up in someone's foot. Where was he? Kitchen clock said 5:57 p.m. He didn't come home soon. She'd have to locate the toolbox and board this up. She looked through the jagged hole to see if there was a shed somewhere out in the dark garden. Something banged in the wind. A dustbin or a gate, maybe? Socks barked, making her jump. A beam danced around the walls of the hallway as a car triggered the security light in the front driveway. Good boy, Sarah said, switching on lamps as she followed him down the hallway to the window. A van was drawing up outside, 24-hour emergency glaziers written on the side. The driver climbed out. His thin body seemed to unfold as he stood up, and he surveyed the upstairs windows of the cottage. She guessed that being tall was useful for his work.
Window man,
he said, when she opened the front door. He appraised her with pale grey eyes the colour of misted glass. His facial features were generous, like a giant's.
Hi, thanks for coming out this late.
She checked the empty country lane behind him and waved him inside.
That's all right.
He looked amused to be cast in the role of rescuer when he'd already explained on the phone that he'd be charging her double for the inconvenience.
Want me to put these on?
He produced plastic shoe covers with a flourish, as if this was a special service he threw in with the premium price. She considered the antique rug on the flagstone floor.
It's not my house, but yes, thank you.
Plastic adorned, she led him back into the kitchen.
Okay, all right,
he said, casting an expert eye on the broken rear window, reminding her of the bra fitter who'd recently calculated her new larger cup size without measuring. He put his bag down on the granite worktop.
So what happened here then? Playing football, were you?
No, she smiled, being polite, wanting him to be quick.
I came in from work and found it. The police think it's some gang doing houses in the village.
The window man tutted.
They get anything? Nothing looks out of place, but as I say, it's not my house. The owners are on a plane to the States right now, so I'll have to wait till they land to find out.
His large, pale eyes fixed on her. To avoid them, she knelt down to pat Socks.
The police think this one might have scared them off, barking.
Socks stuck his squashed nose into her cheek and licked it.
You sure about that?
The window man said, glancing at the little French bulldog with mock incredulity. She wondered if this was flirtatious banter or just his personality.
I know, she said,
staying down with Socks to dissuade him from more.
Personally, I'm not convinced.
The loud laugh that came in response was overgenerous, like his features.
So, does this look like something you can do tonight? Sarah said, standing up. All right, give me a minute,
he said, as if she was rushing him. He took out a...